In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the persecution of Turkish pianist Fazil Say, hearing Say's performance of Beethoven's Appassionata Sonata.
So Yehuda, the last time you and I got into quite a tiff about protecting, you know, artists from various fatwas and other things that have been put on against them.
And the freedom for idiocy and the freedom for bad taste.
Yes, we have that.
Which is part of, unfortunately, part of our democracy.
Well, when you say unfortunately, I find that very interesting. So, because you referenced in our last discussion Skokie. I was very offended when they allowed these KKK people to march in Skokie. Mm. And frankly, I didn't think they should. But civil libertarians will argue with me till the dawn comes on this issue. Did you think they should?
I don't think they should either.
Oh, no. So let me just get the playing field straight here.
No, I just recognize the complexity of the issue of free speech and freedom of expression.
You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Okay.
Yeah, but we also mentioned the name of a Turkish pianist.
We did.
Last week, by the name of Fazil Say, who is really a major artist, very interesting. He's not exactly my type of a player. You know, he's super original. He's very brittle. He's very a bit on the neurotic side, maybe. But a major, major thinking musician. And he's a representative of Turkey now to the world when it comes to classical music. He's also a composer.
But the same country is now putting him on trial for having done, how you say that, Twitter? Yes, I put it out there. And now, because it was perceived as being...
Let me tell you a little bit more about him so you can see the background. He is a strong critic of the government of Prime Minister Erdogan. Mm-hmm. Who is a devout Muslim, of course. And Fazil says that this is a catastrophe for Turkey because they are, through government, they're issuing also religious
constructs. In other words, you would have to follow, you know, these laws within the bureaucracy.
And according to Fazil, it's a disaster. It's a catastrophe for the country. So he's now being prosecuted by the Istanbul court. And the charges are a few comments that he made on Twitter ridiculing Islam. According to the prosecution, what he did, I'm quoting now, what he did could lead to a collapse of public order.
Sure.
Collapse of public order. I mean, that's heavy.
Fire in a crowded theater.
No. And if he's convicted...
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. And if he's convicted, he's going to go to jail for 18 months. Their number one artist. Okay. Now, one of the tweets that he posted.
I think it's tweets.
Is it a tweet? Is it Twitter, tweet?
It's what, tweets. What's the, well, one of the tweets. Okay, go ahead.
I think they call it a tweet, no?
Yeah.
One of it was really not his own ideas. It was a paraphrase of a poem by, of all people, Omar Khayyam.
Oh, my.
Omar Khayyam, who questioned whether heaven was really a tavern, a bar, and a whorehouse. Because when you get there, you are greeted by nubile virgins and there are rivers of wine flowing. This is the description from the Quran of heaven, right? Now, so this is not even Fazil Say's own idea. There is a sort of a humorous musing by a great, great poet. And maybe I should tell you a little bit about Omar Khayyam, because he was also an amazing man, a great Muslim. Apart from liking wine, he was a believing Muslim. He made the Hajra. He went to Mecca. He was a great mathematician. He was an astronomer. He reformed the calendar. He was born about 1,000 years ago, 2048. And an immortal poet. He gave us the famous line, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou, you know. So rather than celebrating a person like this, you quote him and you go to jail. So I find it very disturbing. So
me too, by the way. But you said you were going to ask me questions about it. I understand it's disturbing.
Well,
it is a fascistic system in many ways.
But they are our best friends now.
Well, in some cases they are. When you look at the Saudis and some other people, they are. No,
this is the disturbing part. You know, the President Obama went to visit Erdogan.
They are a very strategic, the Turks are very strategic allies of ours.
I know that. So there comes the complexity of the issue. But just to end this story, Fazil has closed his Twitter. He's leaving Turkey and he's moving to Japan. And I brought some of his music so our audiences can get acquainted with a great Turkish pianist. He is playing the Beethoven Appassionata Sonata.
That was Alan Shartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.